Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Authors Beyond Words on HealthyLife.net. Today we have as our guest Penny Pierce, who's the author of the new edition, the revised edition of Frequency. And this is one of four books in the series that she has done with us here at Beyond Words. And I'm very excited to have Penny with us today. And what I'd like to do is just to share a little bit about Penny's background so that you have a context for how wonderful this author is. Penny is an internationally recognized pioneer in the field of intuition development, and she has traveled around the world as a trainer and coach to business executives, government leaders, scientists, psychologists, and many who are on a spiritual path. Penny has been affiliated with the Center for Applied Intuition, as well as the Institute for the Study of Conscious Evolution, the Intuition Network, the San Francisco Learning Cafe, which is a training for entrepreneurs, the Kaiser Institute, training for hospital CEOs and healthcare consultants and philanthropists, and the Arlington Institute, which is for futurists. She has worked with shamans, led spiritual tours to Peru, Egypt, Mount Fuji, and the American Southwest, and has been a talk show host. You can learn more about Penny at www.pennypierce.com. And let me spell that for you. So www.penny is P-E-N-N-E-Y, Pierce is P-E-I-R. PE.com. Welcome, Penny. It's wonderful to be with you again.
I know. We had so much fun last time.
And for our listeners, this is part two of a two-part segment, and Penny will be exploring a lot about Frequency, which is the second book in her popular transformation series. The other books in the series are, the first book was The Intuitive Way, and Leap of Perception, and Transparency. Frequency talks a lot about personal vibration and frequency dynamics in general. Can you share with our listeners how this can help us on our path to personal transformation?
Sure. When we first had the book come out 15 years ago, this was kind of on the leading edge that we started to realize that we were vibrational, that everything vibrates, and that our bodies, our emotions, our minds each have frequencies of vibration. And if you're in fear and closed down or fixated on things, then the frequency slows down. And if you're opening up and more fluid and even more porous and letting energy flow through you, then your energy goes up and your frequency is higher. And then you make shifts from fear more into love and creativity and exploration and so forth. So I went in and really started to penetrate into the dynamics of how frequency works at a personal level. So the book has been, I think, quite popular, still is, and now it's in this expanded edition, which is, I wrote a whole new chapter for it about how has our understanding of frequency really changed in these passing years, which it's much more common now, and we're starting to have a lot more developments with higher frequency our bodies are running at a higher frequency, and our emotions are starting to change, and our way of thinking is changing. So there's a lot that has to do with transforming ourselves from an old way of being into an entirely new kind of what they call the new human. So I think understanding this as a way of thinking about life and thinking about your own self, your own identity, is really important now. It's more of an effortless way to shift from negativity into positivity.
And how can someone shift from negativity into a more positive space?
Well, I think one of the key things is to recognize that you have your own home frequency, I call it. It's like maybe the soul in the body state of being. It's when you're feeling that you really like yourself, that you're enjoying life, that you like surprises, you're in the flow, you trust things, you trust yourself, you trust the way things are unfolding. And there's a lot of harmony and self-entertainment even in this state. So everybody has their way of sensing this. It's, sometimes it even has a tactile feeling about it. Like mine sometimes felt like kind of melting butter or like a pink Angora sweater or something that I always associated with sort of cheerfulness, a certain state. And when you choose that state as your normal, that this is the state I like to live within, this is the feeling or the state of being that I like my reality to function from, then you can recenter into it, because of course we get knocked off center by negativity and chaos and polarization and threats and just frustration, today. And then we have to remember, wait a minute, this is not the way I like to feel. And recenter. And get back to your state that you like. Sometimes I call it striking the tuning fork of that state, and like it sends a vibration through your body and through the field around you of energy. That we're always living in a field of energy. And we can pattern that energy to a certain frequency depending on what we pay attention to. So if you're complaining all the time, really being negative, your frequency is going to be low. You're going to start feeling like a victim and then think other people are against you. But if you raise your vibration and you move into a sense of really connectedness and cooperation with all things and all beings, that everybody's connected at a deep inner level, then there's a much more of a sense of safety, of cooperative creativity, and things start to work faster and much more easily, I think. Just recentering into that state, and I have exercises in the book that talk about how to get into that state pretty easily and then take a mental snapshot of it. But a lot of it is after that, after you can realize you have that state, it has to do with being mindful, which I don't mean it just as a meditation, but notice what you're noticing during the day. And it's always, whatever it is you're noticing is there for a reason to help you evolve, whether it's something really positive and uplifting or even snags and negativity or even failure. It's like nothing really is negative. Everything is showing you something. Either you need to clear something that's in the way of that higher state and that higher frequency, something that's blocking it, or it's showing you maybe a new skill that you might have. I count on those two things a lot for staying in a kind of higher vibration and just wanting to, to catch yourself when you're in the middle of blaming someone, for instance. You go, wait a minute, that's not the way I like to be. That's not the way I want to feel. It doesn't feel good. And then realize you have a choice. Does that make sense? I kind of went on for a while there.
No, it absolutely does make sense. And it seems to me that sometimes when we have dreams at night that might not be as positive as what we would like them to be, and we wake up in the morning and we're not feeling centered, we're not feeling good because of what we've just been through in the night. Are there techniques or exercises that you suggest that can help us to reframe where we're at, to recenter, to come back to that loving place?
Mm-hmm. I kind of don't really see a big difference anymore between nighttime dreams and daytime reality, which is also to me a dream. You know, we're encountering like symbolic episodes. Like I had been in a phase where I was not writing in my journal and I wasn't meditating very much and I was just kind of watching a lot of TV and zoning out and taking naps in the afternoon. I guess I was in this what we would call liminal space. And I wasn't liking it, but then I got into a weird situation with the computer where all my passwords stopped auto-filling into the sites that I visit all the time, and they were saying, we can't recognize you. You have to get a new password. And I was, like, every single one of them, it was driving me nuts. And I thought, wait a minute, why is this happening? And I thought, it relates to the smoothness of the way I always have been able to shift levels between the sort of three-dimensional physical world and the everyday stuff and my inner reality, my higher non-physical reality, where I get so much of my insight. And so I was having that same trouble in a mini way with getting into the online world, you know, from the physical into the inner computer world. So as soon as I got that, I go, okay, so I don't have to hold all this frustration. So it's starting to ease off, you know. But even that kind of thing, you know. I'd say if the dream was a little upsetting, to make sure that you look at, well, what was really going on there, and what was I upset about, and what were the situations, and what is this message? What is it telling me? As soon as you get the message, the negative state pretty much goes away. When you can see through and get into the real, you know, core thing, a lot of those bothersome emotional states just fade out and you return pretty naturally to your own natural home frequency state. So I think dream interpretation is a big deal, but you can interpret situations all day long. Especially some of them really seem like dreams. You know, they're accentuated in a way that they seem it's a little surreal. So
when you mentioned about watching TV a lot, zoning out, I know for a lot of people when they have when they're trying to figure out a work-life balance and they come home and they're tired from work and all the input that they have, and then when they get the TV or family input, it can continue to throw them off center.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing a lot of people facing overload and too much information?
Oh yes. Overload from that kind of thing, but also the frequency on the planet has been increasing year by year by year by year, and the last couple of years it feels to me like it's intensified. And I feel it as waves of higher frequency energy, you know, coming through the planet. And whether that's the photon belt or, you know, sunspots or whatever, I don't know. But it feels to me like I will get hit with a wave of intensity, not realizing that that's what it is, and I'll think something's wrong with me, or I'll just kind of go unconscious. And I'll fall asleep on the sofa in the afternoon. Bizarre. And yet, I think that when a wave hits us, we need to get out of our left brain and trying to do something and make things happen and all that effort that goes on with, you know, keeping up with it all. And sometimes a nap or a bath or a walk in outside and breathing fresh air is all you need to shift out of that struggle mode and allow the body to do what it does know how to do, which is adapt to energies. It's very good at it if you get your mind out of the way.
Mm.
So I don't think that these you know, spells of, I would call it zombie-like behavior, are all that bad. That it's part of how we are adapting. And if you resist it and keep trying to make it happen and keep up with it and all the things you're supposed to do, you get exhausted. If you let yourself have a little bit of these respites and have it be okay that you're not being productive, just, you know, every now and then when it hits, and then realize it's my energy. Something's happening with the energy field. And a lot of my friends who are kind of in this same process of clearing themselves and attaining some higher consciousness, they have parallel cycles of this. When I talk to them, I said, oh, yeah, I'm doing this. And me too, you know. And so I know it's not just me kind of themes. But, yeah, I think that we need to pay attention to energy a lot more. Just in general, it's a huge factor right now.
And are scientists able to measure the energy and the vibrational flow and this increase that we're feeling? But is it something that is measurable?
I have not caught up on the latest scientific feedback on this personal stuff, but I know there was the vibration of the Earth, the Schumann resonance, which is kind of the vibration between the Earth and the, what is it, the ionic belt or whatever that's around the Earth. And it has shown increased frequency. But I don't know of anything that's measuring it in the human body. But then, of course, I have not really looked lately to see.
When you talk about how everyone around the world, we are a collective consciousness. And I know that the Institute of Noetic Sciences, working with an organization called HeartMath,
oh, yeah.
Has put random number generators around all over the world, and they find that there is an increase in the energetic flow into these random number generators that affect it prior to major events. Like everyone senses that something is happening.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think a lot of it, too, is when we get into this higher frequency, there are changes in the way we think about ourselves and identity. I am not just my body, my personality, my story, my history. I am something much larger, and I am have this non-physical component. And in that sense of self, when you add that in, you start being able to feel like the heart, like HeartMath talks about. The heart connects to other hearts. It's kind of a holographic thing. One heart knows all other hearts. It knows the heart of every cell. It knows the heart of a tree, the essence, the core vibration of anything that's in physical form. So it makes for this network, this grid. Sometimes I call it the heart field. Whereas, and I think we can communicate through that almost telepathically, or what I've been calling kinesthetic telepathy, where you feel into a state of being that's very tactile and has a kind of reality to it, and then you just kind of send that out through the field and turn the light switch on and let other people be able to experience that if they want to. and it's all below the surface of the conscious mind. But I think we're starting to learn to communicate that way with larger amounts of beings. And then when your frequency goes higher and other people start matching that vibration and their frequency's higher, you may have very different interests, but you start kind of showing up in each other's fields, your personal reality. I call it the convening, you know, where like-minded people start showing up, and often they have projects or something they want to do together. You know, putting communications out, creating projects, and there's very little ego left in that kind of convening because it's been surpassed. So a lot of interesting phenomena, you know. And I'd
like to talk a little bit more about that. We're coming up on a short break, but I would like to talk about that more for our audience when we come back.
Great.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good, or become spiritually aware, or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Benny, we were starting to talk about convening and the coming together of different minds. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Right. So as you allow the frequency that's running around on the planet to raise the vibration of your own body, which then raises the vibration of your emotions and turns it into ultra-sensitivity, and then it raises the quality of your thoughts so that you are much more open to new kinds of thinking and broader concepts, we start to get a sense then that I'm not just this one isolated little being here with my personal history, but that I have a lot of commonalities now. I can feel the same things in other people. I can feel like rooms or buildings or physical places that have good energy. And you can feel places that have kind of low, creepy energy. And then you choose more and more to be in the higher frequency places and with the higher frequency people or people who match your vibration. And then, of course, you start to realize that when you form these groups now, which I think are forming quite a bit, people talking online with each other and sharing what's been going on with them and forming projects together, you are you, yes, and you're kind of the group mind that you're belonging with, that there's something else happening that's beyond just each individual self. And when you put that together, you have a bigger understanding of what's going on. So this kind of formation of community, even in small groups of like-minded others, is a big thing right now, I think, and it will get bigger and bigger until we start to really realize what the golden rule is all about. You know, we're starting to see the self in others. It's like that Mayan greeting. I forget how to say it in Mayan, but it means you are another myself. And when you see that, the self in others, and the commonalities that we have as humans, now our compassion starts to become the evolutionary force. Now we start to see that there's a lot of source material, let's call it, or the great wisdom that belongs in these soul groups, in these, you know, like-minded groups. Then you realize, well, I have all the information from my past lives that can feed into me, and I have all the information from my lineage of my ancestors. All that's connected into me. So there's no shortage of information or wisdom or source of supply, and that all of these beings that you're connected with in the non-physical realms and physical realms are cooperative and mutually supportive. So if you get an idea to do a project or write a book or give a talk, it might have come from everyone. They need you to do that. They want you to do that. And you want to do it. You're not outside the group. You're in it. And so you do it, and you give the end result back into the world to the people, and then some other people get fed. You know, it's whatever you choose to do is because everybody needs you to do it, wants you to do it, and then they get to do what you need. You know, and it's amazing. And when you start thinking that way, life becomes very magical. Things happen quickly, easily, almost like you think about it and it starts happening. You ask for something and everybody says, sure, he will help you. Instead of having what I call deprivation thinking. So I've been working for quite a while on getting rid of my own deprivation thinking. Just every time I go there and get frugal or don't want to spend money on this or whatever it is, I think, wait a minute, you know, that's not who I want to be. And then I shift back to the sense of connectedness. Does that answer that for what you were thinking of, Richard?
It does, and I recall when Rhonda Byrne brought the Secret book to us, and we published that in late 2006, early 2007. It was almost magical because we didn't have to advertise, we didn't have to do anything. It was like the consciousness, the energy, the vibration all over the planet was asking for and ready for that book and the information that Rhonda provided in the book, the Ask, Believe, Receive principles. Mm-hmm. And I think that resonates with what you were just talking about.
It is. It's kind of, you know, that higher group mind. It's like the idea whose time has come, or what I'm seeing and what I wrote about in the new version of Frequency, that last chapter I added, I tried to describe some of the effects I'm seeing on people's consciousness of moving to higher frequencies. It's like things are happening like in the present moment. There's almost like no past and future anymore. It's all in the present moment, and everything is kind of known, and it's in there. Whatever you need, it's already with you. So I'm seeing a lot more instantaneous healings, for example, with people. Or somebody says something like a phrase, and somebody gets it. Oh, that's what it means. Oh, that's it. You know, it's not like you have to go have a whole long lecture on it. It's just a couple words sometimes. And so things are happening easily and quickly. And the materialization of things, I think it also, if you place attention on something, especially loving attention, like you need a new car or a computer or something, and you start thinking about it and picturing it a little bit, but also adding love to the mix, then it will love you. And it'll come to you. You'll go to it, it'll come to you, it'll be equal. And then suddenly it shows up. And it's all a function of attention, not intention. Because intention is futurizing something, and attention is in the present moment. So we're learning that whatever we place attention on and hold it there and love it, that thing starts to drop in frequency out of the imaginal realm and come down and down and down, and it starts to show up in the physical three-dimensional world. And if you take attention out of something, for instance, by getting bored, or getting distracted and moving to something else, it fades back out again and goes back into the energy field, which is it's very interesting. And I think if we don't have to struggle so much to get what we want and to get rid of things we don't want, that it's all a function of where you place your attention.
That reminds me of when I put some attention on something, and when we come back from a short break, I will tell our listeners about that.
Good.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good, or becomes spiritually aware, or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal, so visit BeyondWord.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
when we were talking about attention, and you mentioned that when we put our attention to something, and then we love it, and then it just comes down to us. I was thinking that when we spoke recently, you were talking about in the back of the book, now of the new revised frequency, that you put 60 pull quotes. And as I started to read those, I thought to myself, wouldn't this be a wonderful oracle deck of the frequency oracle cards that people could pull one and have an insight from that card, and then additional text that you would write about what that might mean for a person, what that means in terms of the consciousness of the world. And to me, that was a perfect example of what you were just talking about just a few minutes ago.
Total synchronicity there with, I've been wanting to do cards, and I don't know what our status is on it, but it was a great thing, and I had fun, actually, taking each one and then expanding each quote into a kind of a what this means for you kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, I would love to help you bring the frequency cards to the world.
Okay, I'm with you. That's great. Yeah, I mean, there are so many wonderful things. It amazes me that people are almost like uncomfortable or afraid of the new energy or the higher frequency. They don't know what to do with it, or it. I mean, part of that, I think, though, Richard, is that it is also freeing up a lot of the subconscious stuff that we used to be able to stuff down in somewhere below the surface in ourselves and never have to think about again. But now, I don't think that level of frequency, that low vibration, exists that much anymore. So I don't think that the subconscious fears are able to stay subconscious. So I feel like they're showing up in our conscious mind, which is everyday reality. And, of course, in a collective level, it's the news. It's current events. And so a lot of that is very confusing, where things are happening with the higher energy, which is very intense, and it's stirring things up. And some people like it. They're saying, yeah, I'm going with this flow. And the others are saying, no, I don't want to be threatened by this. And then they're clenching and shutting down even more. You know, like I'm keeping what I've got. I don't want to change my beliefs or whatever it is. And so I think that's creating a polarization and even more chaos and confusion. But slowly, I think the balance is moving toward people who are able to stay in the home frequency and not try to hurt or change anybody else, but just allow that vibration to be available to people. And I think the vibration itself does a lot of the work. You know, it helps people open up. If you just get near a person that's, you know, I always think of the Dalai Lama or somebody like that who's just so calm and so high level and so deeply peaceful that when you get near the aura or the presence of that kind of person, you feel better. And then you start thinking, I wonder what they're doing that lets them be that way. You know, and then, well, maybe there's a book I should read. You know, and then it goes. Then people start waking up. So I'm very positive about the way things are going in the world because of this. Even though we're in a state right now of great polarization and pretty much chaos, but I think that's necessary, you know, as a cleansing in a way. It's a, like sort of a thing of letting this stuff come up, come out, be seen, decide about it. Do I want to live like this or not? You know,
And I think people can recognize that when they are around someone, when they meet someone, and all of a sudden they just feel good, they feel close, they feel, maybe they feel home, in a sense.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
yes.
about?
They feel yeah. heard. They feel recognized and respected. And that lets them be themselves more and not have to do, you know, self-protective mechanisms, you know. And I think more people are being this way and are easier to be with and are contagious in that energy. So it's a matter of overcoming fear. Just, what is it, Franklin Roosevelt said, fear and fear itself is the worst thing.
And for a lot of people, this polarization, this chaos that's all around, I hear people saying, I wish things were like they used to be. And
yeah.
Then they wouldn't have to feel what they're feeling right now in the midst of all this polarization and chaos as the vibrational frequency is increasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, you know, when, what was it they used to say, when you have to try, then it actually works against you. You know, it's like too much willpower means that you don't really believe it can just happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's all up to you to make it happen. And so when you're wishing it would go back to the old way that it used to be, where we could ignore these things and have behaviors all set out and codified, you know, well, we'd just be voting for ignorance, in my book anyway. That's what I think. And I'm all for evolution and transformation, you know me.
Well, trying, I always say when someone says to me, well, why don't you try this or try that? And I think the word try implies that it's going to be hard.
Yeah,
try,
it seems that way.
Trying is difficult. I'd rather just do it and see the results.
Yeah, or experiment with it. You know, I'm always open for, let me see about that. Yeah. Because everybody has their own sense of truth. And I think people do know that when things align with the universal principles, with the way the spiritual realm actually works, then you get deeply comfortable. Then there's a sense of truth because of that I just have always called it deep comfort. It's not about superficial comfort, about having things not threaten you. It's this sense of, this is right. You know, just right versus right and wrong.
Yes. When we come back from a short break, let's talk more about that.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com. Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday Night Just Got Better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Penny, when you talk about deep comfort, is that a state of being in our home frequency?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I think so. It's almost like if you could feel what the soul feels like, it gets closer and closer and closer to that. And I think we do get little revelations of more of what our true self is like, and more of it starts like passing through or channeling through or emerging from our body, and we start to feel harmony, or we start to feel more light inside of us. When more of it comes through, that deep comfort actually starts to turn into joy. I've had a little more and more of joy. I think I had it as a child, but then as I became an adult, of course, it kind of went in the back for a while. But now I'm thinking I like that state. And why not be silly? Why not be, self-entertain myself with whatever is happening? And but joy, I think, is an interesting state, actually. I think it is a very clear state where when you have it, you have clarity. It's not just acting like you're having fun. It's a state where you do know directly what the spiritual realm feels like. And then you feel it here in your body, in the world around you, in the air. It's like you suddenly get that oneness of the communion state with anything, an object. It's inside of everything, and you're part of it. It's in you, and so you know everything. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I belong. I'm not isolated, and yet I still can be an individual, both at the same time. I'm me and I'm us. And it's like ecstasy. I don't know what that state is exactly, but it's like so wonderful. And when you start to get that with these higher frequencies, and of course, I think I told somebody once, I'm enlightened every other minute, because this world is an oscillation world where I'm clear and then I backslide, or I get around a negative person and I stop and I go down to that frequency to try to know them, and then I have to get back to my other frequency again, and we're on and off and in and out and up and down. But you get these glimmers of these actual high states, and I don't think they fade. It's like real moments, that when you have a real moment, you always remember them.
I remember a few weeks ago, for maybe 2 or 3 days in a row, everything that I thought of just immediately became real. I was in a total state of what I would call now in flow. I didn't have to try. I didn't have to think. I just was with, and it was.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wanted that to to last this day beyond.
Yeah, and, well, then the left brain comes in and wrecks things, you know, sometimes. And we have to relax again, and then it flows back in, the state comes back, because it's the real thing. Those states are the real thing, you know, and they will come back. But I think we always check, we go back and check, well, wait a minute, is that the way the world really could be? Because I'm used to it being this way. And I think when we're changing our worldview or our beliefs, and you start to go to one that's more open and less firm, the subconscious or the left brain says, well, wait a minute, we've been doing it this way for so many years. Are you sure? Because this was our instructions from before. And then you say, no, we're going to open up now and do it more like this. We're going to be trusting, let's say. And then you get another experience, and the left brain comes up. But wait a minute, you know, this is, are you sure? And it, almost like it tests you three times. And you just have to be patient and say, no, body, you know, no, we are now doing it this way. This is the new instructions. And then finally it says, okay. And then it settles.
Would you say the left brain is associated with the ego?
I think too much focus into the left brain ends up becoming ego, because we start identifying as the left brain. In the left brain is where you make choices about definition. I am a woman. I am blonde. I'm good because I got a good grade in school, or, you know, things that set up identity. And then when you say the word I, you associate I with all those decisions, that collective of decisions and experiences. And that's it's a three-dimensional sort of reality. So when you get out of that state, you can not need to define your identity so much, right? You're in the moment, and I think of myself now more as like a kind of white hole where stuff is pouring out. I don't know what it's going to be until I hear it or, start to recognize it with my left brain. But my left brain is not trying to be the boss anymore. And that happens with the higher frequencies. It's just a natural process. Partly because the ego is just too boring. It's too small. You know, and we get bored now.
How can we use frequency dynamics to make good decisions and raise our personal vibration?
Well, when you have a choice or a decision to make, I always, first of all, I try to trust the wisdom of my body. So I imagine that I'm going into decision A, B, or C, and I try it on. And I imagine myself into the reality of what that would feel like. How would that be to be in it? And my body will give me an immediate response. It'll contract or expand. And then I sometimes even project that ahead like 6 months or a year and say, well, how would it be if I stayed in it for this long of a time? And then it was good in the beginning, but after 6 months it contracts again. So I say, well, maybe not. And then I try another one. And I trust my body. You know, when it is really happy and interested in something and has a feeling of safety and is interested and it leans in and not away from something, I go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I trust that, the more it gives me things that are on purpose. You know, I don't start weighing in with all that aren't appropriate.
That is a very, very wise way to be, and one that I think all of our listeners, if they haven't picked up a copy of your new edition of Frequency, they can learn how to do that and learn so much more. And I just want to thank you again for being our guest today, and it's always fascinating to me, and I'm sure to our listeners, not only to listen once, but to listen several times, because each time you listen, you're going to learn more. Thank you so much, Penny.
Well, thank you, Richard. You're a great host. I appreciate you.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at beyondword.com, amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal, so visit beyondword.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. Beyondword.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit beyondword.com. Go to Products, type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. Beyondword.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good, or become spiritually aware, or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit beyondword.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. Beyondword.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Music.